This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's let it rip this morning. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Do you need to clear the air? Well, we do. Erica's weighing in first this morning, and she says, people who close window blinds on airplanes, they've lost their joy of living. You type of people depress me. There I said it.
It's insane.
I tend to agree with her.
I mean, I don't want that shining. And honestly, like, sometimes it's genuinely so hot. Like, depending on what time of day you're flying or how the weather is, if you don't close it, you're going to get burnt.
Sure. They'll ask you after you land if you wouldn't mind closing the window shades to keep the plane cool.
Benny's here. He said, chocolate should be cold. There I said it. No, I honestly believe that eating chocolate cold takes away from the actual taste of the chocolate. It makes it, because you know when you leave something in the freezer, it tastes like the freezer?
If you have a dirty freezer.
Or the fridge. Sometimes it's just like other things in there is latching on to your thing that you're eating. And you're like,
I went to somebody's
like shrimp.
Went to somebody's house once, and they made me a drink, and the ice cubes stunk. I'm like, when was the last time you changed out your cubes?
Was it my house?
No, it was. Might as well have been.
Oh god!
How often do you change out your cubes? It should be every. Ice cubes every 48 hours.
I have a nugget ice maker, so.
Oh, okay. So you're living in luxury.
No
Got
way.
It. Let's go over to Big Ed. What's up, Big Ed? I don't think you should be allowed to name a baby until it's five. Let's see if it even has a personality first. There, I said it. This guy is so toxic.
I was going to name you Ashley, but you won't stop throwing your blocks at me. So now you're Rebecca. No, I honestly, he has a point there. Mine for today is this. Stop telling girls to close their legs when they're wearing a dress or a skirt if their shorts built in underneath. There, I said it.
Yeah, let them do what they want.
Don't
they want to leave their legs open.
Tell me what to do. Oh, you're wearing a skirt. You should really close your... I literally have shorts on underneath. Relax.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Have you ever been to... Well, maybe not. Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
Yeah.
So if you go and get a... Trust me, I've been there. If you go and get a pedicure in a dress... I mean, but I have shorts. I'm literally wearing one today. That's why I thought about it. They will come with a blanket.
And cover you up.
The people who are doing your feet will come with a blanket and put it over you so they don't have to see you.
They didn't cover me up with a blanket when I wore my dress. All right, let's go over to this. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Andre from The Rock. I've never heard of you. If your girlfriend says do whatever you want, don't. That's not permission.
That's code for
that's a setup.
You're not going anywhere.
That is a setup. There, I said it. Don't fall for it, players. That's right. Can't do it.
Jennifer's here. She says, honestly, this might piss some people off, but I truly believe that rage bait is kind of funny. There, I said it. And people fall for it every single time.
I need an example of rage bait.
I think a rage bait is what I just did with the motorcycle thing. When you say something or you post something that you know is... It's you're only doing it to get a reaction out of people, yeah. So they engage with your content or fight with you. You might not even genuinely believe the take. You just want people to lose their minds.
Those are the people that like to chase the drama or the likes or the engagement, whatever you want to call it.
Period.
Let's go over to our friend Nancy here. What's up, Nancy Berger? As a mom of four teenage girls, I will say motherhood is the most rewarding thing any woman can do for herself, more rewarding than a successful career or even marriage. I love being a mom. There, I said it. That's very sweet. Blink twice, Nancy, if you need help.
No,
let's go over
literally.
To this person. Hey, you guys are awesome. Wish you would play more rock music, but it's cool.
Not our genre.
I said it is, if you're not a little toxic, you're probably boring. Spice it up and go someone once in a while. There, I said it. All right. Thank you, whoever
you
are.
That's a ghosting. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, there's that.
This is a new thing I've been trying, and I highly recommend it. For anyone that loves French toast, try putting tapioca on it.
What's that?
Tapioca pudding?
Never heard of it.
It's got the beads in it.
Like cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Ew.
What is in tapioca? Are they gelatin balls?
Not,
what is in that?
Not you recommending something that you have no idea what it is.
Listen, I've been trying to figure out tapioca since
you know,
I was five.
This guy's best thing ever. I'm like, describe it. He's like, can't. Don't know.
Listen, when I was a kid, my aunt would give me tapioca pudding. She didn't know that it had the little tiny balls in it. So she took it away threw it out because she thought somebody poisoned it. I'm like, no, they're always in there. She goes, no.
She goes,
I'm not taking any chances.
Describe to me tapioca and spell it. You're like, I can't. My hands are tied.
God, what is in tapioca? It's, they're tapioca balls.
No.
Yeah, tapioca is it's a starch. It comes from the cassava plant.
Right.
Probably not even saying that
it's
right.
It's not.
Let's go over to Leah. All right, let's get to one
There's
more
There's a
here.
Tapioca house, bar, and grill here in Rochester. On Lake Ave.
Oh, there. We're going to get in trouble.
No, fully. They're like, and this is your last day on the air. So.
Leah says, couples who say we finish each other's sentences are the worst type of people. There, I said it.
Aww.
That's kind of like Breezy
yeah,
and I.
I
feel
I.
like
yeah,
I feel like sometimes you and I, we... finish each other's
sentences.
Yeah.
Oh
my God, I hate this. I hate it so much.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
Speaks by Mornings. Moose and Breezy, welcome back to the show. Well, we have a question for you guys this morning. What is one thing you try to get once a year, even though you don't need it? For me, it's boots. For me, it's wooden hangers. I don't need any of the things.
But you gotta fulfill that once a year. Mine's more like, not in the realm of medical, but I don't know if I'm like addicted or obsessed or whatever the case may be. I try to get new glasses once a year. And not only get new glasses, I go and get an eye exam. It was just last year, and it's around this. It just popped up in my memories. That's why I'm bringing it up. It was
eye
around
exam.
This time last year. I went to go get an eye exam because I wanted new glasses. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get new glasses if my prescription is old. So I'm sitting there with the, what is he, optometrist, whatever the
optometrist,
guy.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he's like, didn't we just see you?
We just did this.
And I was like, last year. He's like,
yeah, this is every 10 years.
Yeah, you're supposed to get an eye exam every 3 to 5 years. I'm like, oh,
I can't tell you the last time I got an eye exam. I think it was when I took my road test.
I'm like so paranoid about like going blind and having cute glasses that like it's just it goes hand in hand.
Why do you wear glasses?
I can't see without them, really.
Yeah, but you don't drive with them.
No, I have a pair of glasses in my car that I keep in my car at all times. Yeah.
It's so nice having perfect vision. It really is a luxury.
Oh, is it so nice?
20/20, baby, all day long. Hearing?
It's a little bit of a...
Hearing 30/30.
Well, that makes sense. It's a little shameful when you're in that situation because you're like, hey, and they're like, you don't need to be here at all. I'm like, but I'm just trying to be proactive. And they're like, not needed. Not at all. Go home.
I'll tell you what, I love babies, you know what I mean? I don't go crazy over them like some people. Then it gets to a point where it gets creepy. But I saw a little baby, probably not even a year old, and he had glasses on. Oh, it melted my heart. This little boy had glasses with the straps.
With the little headband thing.
He's got a rubber band around his head. I'm like, oh my God.
It always really, I questioned everything when I saw a baby with glasses. So I was like, how do you know that they can't see? They can't tell you.
Yeah, how do
they
you know?
Be like,
that's a great
Mom,
question.
How do I can't see anything. I think you have to maybe get them.
They give a 5-month-old an eye exam?
No, literally. No, you have to
read the bottom line.
They're like, ah. You have to watch them. And if they're like running into things or they're like being examined by someone who actually works with children in that realm. But hilarious. Okay. Hilarious, yeah. But I'm fighting back the urge to go get an eye exam because this is when I do it every year for the past 3 years on the year mark. And they don't want me back. So they don't want me.
2 weeks ago, I went into the DMV because I had to get the real ID.
Oh, classic.
I felt like I was in a clinic in downtown LA all over again selling my plasma for a lousy $20. I was at the downtown DMV. Interesting crowd in there. But when you get a real ID, you have to make an appointment. Right. So guys, don't make that mistake of just walking in there. Right. It ain't going to happen. Make an appointment. Well, when you walk in, there's two lines. The line for the appointments and the line for just, hey, I'm going to spend my whole afternoon here. Right. Well, I was in the appointment line. Nobody else was in that line. There's a line of 30 people and then there's me. So I walk in and who do they call up? You have an appointment, sir? Sure do. Come on up. And this lady freaking loses it behind me. I've been here all day. And I look back and I go, did you make an appointment?
So condescending.
Yeah, I was. So condescending. And she's losing her mind. And I made, and let me tell you something. When it comes to the real ID, I was pissed because I brought 20 forms with my address on it. This is where I live. She goes, we can't accept any of these.
Stop.
I go, what do you want? I said, here's my driver's license. She goes, do you have an RG&E bill? I said, no, I pay for it online. Well, you'll have to make another appointment.
I said, lady,
I will lose my mind right now.
No, thank you.
She goes, well, you've only been here 20 minutes. Some of these people have been here for 2 hours. I said, that's not my problem. I made an appointment.
Not at all.
So I said, tell me what I can do to just fill out another form to make sure I handle this today. I do not want to come back here. She goes, what's the current address on your license? I said, it's my parents' address.
Right.
She goes, all right, we're going to have to keep that then. Fill out a new form. What's the difference?
What are we doing here?
So I fill out a whole new form, do the whole thing. I was there for over an hour.
I swear to God, it's not a necessary thing. It's people on a power trip. And that's what it boils down to. They have power over you and whether your day goes smoothly or down the gutter.
I said, all right, I get a real ID. What's the enhanced ID? She goes, well, the enhanced ID, you get the American flag at the bottom, which means you can get into Canada and Mexico without a passport. I said, all right, well, I have a valid passport. She goes, then don't get the enhanced ID.
Yeah.
Well, how much is this? Bucks. 17 bucks I paid.
It's all a money grab.
That's what it is. If you go to get a real ID, make an appointment, you know, and you're going to piss everyone else off who's been standing there for 6 hours who doesn't have an appointment. But PXY Mornings, Moose Parisi, going to be a beautiful day today with 100% chance of rain. All right. I love when we get messages from listeners asking if we can help settle a debate. It's like, why on earth would you choose us to do that?
Right.
And this message came in from a girl by the name of Melissa. It's a very pretty name. What a pretty name. And Melissa writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. Can you help settle a debate I'm having with my stubborn boyfriend? We stopped the other day in Penfield to run into the store. And since the regular spots were taken, he pulled into one of the customer pickup spaces. He does this everywhere. I can't stand it. You're not supposed to use them unless a store has to bring stuff out to you. He laughed, told me I'm a little goody two-shoes, and according to him, it's just a leftover rule from COVID when people were afraid to go into the stores. I love the dude, but I can't get in his head that it's a lack of courtesy. And I'm hoping you will knock some sense into him.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
How many people do this? 585-252-9800. And also, if you see someone else do this, do you have a problem with it? Or do you just mind your own business?
Right.
I'm irritated. I'll have a problem with it, but I'm not saying nothing. I'm not going to say nothing.
I mean, like, is someone staying in the car? Or, like, are you just running in and someone's in the car? Or are you just, like, leaving your car there?
That's a great question.
Because I think that really...
They're supposed to bring it out to you.
Right.
So nobody should be leaving the car. You don't have to when you park in that spot.
Period.
The people who do this are the same people that park in expecting mothers parking spaces.
No, they're not.
Most likely not.
Because you know what? That's a medical issue. This is not a medical issue. This is just you. And also, furthermore, I mean, if people are actually using those spots the way they say they're going to, then they're going to come and they're going to go. It's not like they're going to be lacking any spots. So,
yeah, but if you're not getting a pickup, you can't park in those spots. They're not for you. That's not what that is.
If you're going to run in for one thing, yeah.
You can't run in.
But you're technically picking up one thing.
Well,
it's not
no.
Like you're grocery shopping. It doesn't say grocery shopping spot.
You don't leave the car.
No.
You text that you're there, they'll bring your stuff out to you. That's what those spots are for.
Right.
You're just parking your car there. See ya.
Bye.
Be back in a half hour. Got to get my grocery shopping.
But I actually make it a game.
How quick you can get back
how
out?
How quick I can get back out.
I did. See, you do it for the adrenaline rush.
Of course I do.
This is who I wanted to talk to. Hey, I'm a security guard who used to get cars towed for that behavior. I love seeing people scream.
Right.
Okay, touche. Good morning, guys. Jen here. I park in curbside pickup all the time. If nobody is parked there, no harm, no foul. People get too worked up these days. It's not the same thing as parking in a spot for expecting mothers or handicap. Well, see, you're part of the problem, Jen.
It's not the same thing. I genuinely believe it's not the same thing. So, because
no, I do believe
that's where it's a HIPAA at that point. You know what I mean? That's a HIPAA thing.
I don't. But parking in handicap, that's a totally different offense.
Right.
You know, I'll never park in handicap parking.
No.
I'll use a handicap stall in the men's room all day, every day.
As someone in a wheelchair is waiting for you to come out.
That was one time.
Yeah, that did happen.
What are the odds of that? Guy's waiting outside the door for me. It's just me staring at his wheel. That was it.
It's insane.
Who else is here this morning? Let's go over to Matthew. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I also boxed in some asshat's car the other day at the Walmart because he parked in handicap. So I surrounded his car with shopping carts. Oh, there was a guy on TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok who did this same thing, but he zip tied the carts to the door handle of the vehicle.
That's insane. That's a federal offense.
Federal?
That's a federal offense.
I mean, it is a pain in the ass. I will say that, especially
like, what?
You don't have a knife to cut those zip ties.
You go to the helping hands. You're like, hey, can you help me out here?
Good morning, guys. I agree. The same people who park in these spots are the same ones who have no problem parking in handicap. Tell your boyfriend he's inconsiderate. You hear that, Melissa?
Period.
All right. Well, you got to talk some sense into it. I mean, is this the guy you want to spend the rest of your life with? Let's talk about this for a second. Is it? Because if he's got no problem doing this, he's got no problem putting the toilet seat back down. He's got no problem leaving the trash can full, waiting for you to do it.
I think we're jumping.
You need a real man.
Jumping to conclusions here. I really do. Are you volunteering as tribute? Like, what's happening here?
I always put the toilet seat down in my house, and I live alone. That says a lot. I will never keep it up.
That does say a lot. But
this is how sick I am. I noticed I left it up one day after I left the apartment. I had to go back and put.
You need help. You need a psych eval immediately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.